At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
Kevin.
Angel.
Marcus.
And we are the Bald and the Beautiful. I'm a little bit disoriented. I think what happened was I kept saying we were ready, thinking for some reason you would talk, but that's not how this works. And no. I don't
it's
know what was happening.
You the talker on
yes,
this.
Yes, correct. We will thank sponsors.
Oh, yeah, because we got two of them, and we so appreciate them. They are ShipStation and Masterclass. We'll tell you more about them later on the podcast.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start by... when you guys can't see, but Joshua was waving. Every time Isaiah leaves the house in the morning, and if I'm at home, I wave to him like Forrest Gump. Just
you're in the driveway,
time,
hand on the hip,
yes. Just every single time. And I know he is sick of me, but I promise you, I will watch him pull off and just.
I bet you he loves it. Drive I think you're crazy.
Yeah.
The day you don't do it, he's going to call and be like,
are you okay?
I hope so. Joe, I sing this song with Joe since I was just asking him. I think I started this song in like maybe elementary school, maybe middle school. I don't remember. But it goes like this. And I sing it almost every day. Have a good day, my Joe. Have a good day, my Joe. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day, my Joe. And when I'm really feeling fancy, I do this. Have a good day, my Joe.
Oh, good day, Joe. With the beat.
Everybody loves a churchy day. Double clap.
Have a good day, my Joe.
Mustard on a she beat, ho.
Have a good day. OV Joe. Say soccer play. Soccer play. Soccer play.
Yeah, I love it.
Joe will get out the car while it's still moving.
This is Joe.
He's to like, get away. He's like, girls, don't sing this song to me
I
no
like
more.
It.
Please.
It
you got to sing it at
his
you got to sing it at the wedding. That's what y'all gonna dance to, a recording of you singing it.
My favorite thing. And
I feel so much motherly energy coming from him.
But they be very like, my boys in particular, they be like, shut up, talk to me. Like, just can you not be so extra all the time? Just relax.
We can't embarrass our boys.
They are just
Becca, get out. Not just
little Marcus is unembarrassable.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's too sweet.
He runs up and hugs me when he sees me at school.
That's
he
he's still different.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
He's sweet.
He just doesn't. He's just like, it is what it is. He does think we're goofy, but he just be like, that's just what I got.
I be looking at us all the time. I be like, we the parents, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We the ones responsible for somebody, how somebody sees the world. Y'all ain't had nobody else in the back who was more mature.
They're like,
just go give these kids to us, huh?
Yeah.
Well, big gulps, huh? See you later. I'm sorry, go ahead, Tane.
I just said, you don't think little Marcus sees you as a big deal when you go to school? I'm like, no.
You're this massive man that I'm pretty sure is kind of intimidating to most of the other people there. And that's like having a big brother show up to your school.
Yeah.
He was like,
the only day I seen a little bit of proudness in him of me is I picked him up in the Mustang one day. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I was looking for your truck. So I noticed he had this grin on his face. And so I was making sure the twins was getting in. So then I look at him and one of his friends' older brothers are like gesturing toward each other, like as a friend's like doing something.
That Whitney Houston gif.
Yeah. So we get 3 minutes down the road, and I look over at Marcus, and he still got the biggest smile on his face. I was just like, "So you like me picking you up at the old school?" He was like. I said, you want to drive next time? No. I said, oh, you going to drive.
But I can hold you. When you was at our house shooting and I came home and I saw it out front, I said, I get it. It's easily the coolest car on the block. And our block has some pretty nice luxury cars. Mm-hmm. But that
classics,
Mustang,
classics
it
always.
Sticks out in the best, especially the racing stripe. I said, that's a cool car.
That's
a cool car. I get it. I like it.
The baby.
This is a classic car. Everybody likes a classic.
Yeah. Everybody likes
even
a classic
if they
car.
Don't.
Ford Focus is coming out. People were saying that was a thing to collect. You the 2003.
Why did they go out of manufacture?
A lot of cars.
I don't know. They were
revamped.
I feel like it was such a good car.
Then people get bored of cars. The 300 was a big deal.
I feel like
deal,
it wasn't around
just,
for a long
see
time.
It no
the,
more.
The thing is when, like you notice the foreign, just some car geek shit. So you notice Nissan, Toyota, Honda, they keep the same.
Yes.
Efficient cars.
Yes.
Forever. Them things been around 30 years. The American cars couldn't core. Keep up with them. So they came out with the Ford Focus. Oh. They came out with the.
Oh, they said we can't build quality cars. We're going to give you something different.
Right. So that was like, we got to compete. We got to make smaller cars for these everyday people. And then they phase them out to try to revamp, to try to keep up with the Altimas and the Civics and all of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Ford Focus.
Because the Corolla, Civic and the Corolla year
Focus,
after year.
Toyota Corolla, Ford Focus, and the, not the Ford Focus.
Honda Accord.
Honda Accord and all them things been around since the 80s.
Yeah, they have.
Melissa had a Honda Accord, an 85 Honda Accord. At the same time, 83. My dad had a 98 Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids at school had the 2000 Honda Accord, all of them driving good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honda
yeah,
was like, this is our.
Yeah.
And you could get a motorcycle engine too and a boat. Yeah. We're going to give you a
drone that's going to piano. Small. I got pianos in the back.
That car worked. They said the Ford Focus was trash. Let me tell you something. I can only speak from my experience. Our Ford Focus was not trash.
Everybody got horror stories and glory stories about their car. That's why people are like, no, you can't get them. I had to replace the engine on my Honda. All right, that was one out of how many hundreds of thousands of Hondas that was.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you can't. There will be no Honda slander. However, our Ford Focus was a
how
very
long did
good
y'all
car.
Have it?
Well, see, what happened was Kev had.
Oh, is that when you sold it? Uh-huh. Oh, yes, yes.
I got two cars, though, y'all. People are forgetting that part of the story. I stole one car, I got two.
So, wait, question
remember
about
that?
That? Yeah, I do.
Who else can do that?
How long did y'all have the Honda?
Not.
I mean, the Ford Focus.
Not long enough. Like we probably had it for.
he can't take it. Yeah, got two cars
because the Ford Focus was brand new.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If
the
it was
Ford
still
Focus
brand new,
was brand
who
new.
Cares if the Honda we got was a 96?
We probably had it for, and 3 years is probably generous.
Three? Oh, yeah.
And then went and got me a 90.
There you go. I don't understand.
What year was that car, Kev? Do you remember?
96.
96.
The Civic?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Ford Focus is probably like a 2000.
It was a 2003.
Three? Yeah, I think so, too.
It was a new Focus.
It's
I traded for an old Civic.
Yes.
And an old Jeep.
And
both the cars was older than
and
the car
the Jeep was
in.
Terrible.
My car actually went into a car dealership and turned a new car into two old cars.
Yes.
That's razzle-dazzle.
And one of them was the Honda Passport. Now, that was a terrible car.
Two cars.
Melissa's dad had to help me drive the other one. I thought I reinvented the game.
I don't think it was daddy. What? I think it was you went with Alisa's dad because he worked at Cars.
It was him.
No.
Ain't nobody thought of it. Probably before then or to this day,
Tank. These great ideas.
That car dealer was like, man,
I
sold two in one day. And I was like, and I bought two.
Oh, and came back proud because we were married for 3 minutes. And the
this is what I got into.
And the church girl in me was like, you did
and
so
you
good.
You did what?
You did. The church girl in me was like, you
oh,
did.
Oh, man.
You did so good.
You did.
You did so good. I'm telling you what.
I was standing like this, Tank.
You better be glad, Melissa. Love the Lord.
Hold on, I'm going to call somebody because you know I got two. I need somebody to drive this other one.
It's my most proud moment. Hey, come up to the Fife. Yeah, I got the two cars. You feel me?
Listen.
I showed them what's what. Yeah. I got a $4,000 car on a note.
It shows
up. It was $99
a month. $99
a month. $99
a month. 37
for
years.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to end up paying about $11,000 for it. All said and done. But I don't understand how this works at this point. Stop. I didn't look at the paperwork.
I look at $99.
I paid every payment on
what's
that car for
the monthly
I paid a stamp in my signature. Total stamp away. It's all good.
$99?
No one cares about how long it's amortized over. It's
yes.
$99 a month.
Look at the end of the paperwork. See how much you pay. I'm not doing that. I got $99.
It's really not my concern.
If it was something important, they'd put it right here at the beginning of the page.
In bold. All the font is the same. Got a good deal.
That's that first page. Who cares?
Who cares? Don't make no sense.
Why they say 99 is circle?
Yeah. Interest rate, nobody cares. How long you paid, nobody cares.
But this is dad probably would have bought cash for that car. Give me the 99 over five years. This is better than a CD interest rate. 0% APR.
These are the things all right. you all have to look for and look back at when you all are renewing your vows in 2 weeks. Sure enough.
I'm going to say that when we renew our vows, I'll be like, remember I got your 2 cars.
And now look at us.
2 for 1. Are we 1 for 2, actually?
1 for 2. And the Honda Passport, that car.
Oh, my God.
Was a dud.
I got 2 terrible cars.
No, my car lasted.
Yeah, the Civic did out. First of all, the Honda Passport ain't nothing but a Zuzu. Mm-hmm. With a different sticker on it. The engine said Isuzu. I opened it. I said, wait
a minute.
Honda don't make Jeeps. They're like, man, we took that H off of something else. This is an Isuzu.
Oh, so let me tell you what I was going to do for your, for your,
I need to.
Your bachelorette.
Hold on, why are we drinking Fiji? Why are they recalled?
Oh, yeah, you're right. They are.
Fiji's recalled?
They recalled. Water? I forgot.
What happened? What happened?
I forgot. It's contaminated.
Or something?
Yeah, it was something contaminated. I forgot.
Is it
one of these?
Probably.
Fiji is way too expensive.
I gotta look and see about the lot number. I gotta look.
I ain't checking. Look, go ahead and talk. I'm just gonna
get me a water. Go on, mind your
so,
business.
So let me tell y'all. Melissa's planning the wedding of the century, right?
Let's all hope it's that way.
It's the wedding of the century. She done scared us all into what we're wearing. Correct. I am so, I'm going to it's watch so with Everybody binoculars from, because there was a couple of things that I was like, wait, what? I don't get why that's not allowed. I said, F it. I'm just going to watch from my room with binoculars and be like, she can't get mad at me now. Because I am dressed in my hotel room. Anyways. I have been bringing up since last year, are we doing a bachelorette party? Are we doing a bachelorette party? And Melissa, being the caring friend that she is, she's like, I don't want to make anybody else spend money if they're coming to our wedding. And if they have to spend money to do the bachelorette party, I'm going to feel bad. So I don't listen. And I was like, I said, you know what? Let me go to her sister, right? And let me see if I can get her sister on board. And so Mel said the same thing. Well, she said, I think it'll make Melissa sad if her friends aren't here. Her, you know, friends that she grew up with and family members. So I said, what about this? I said, let's keep it a little more low key so it doesn't feel like it's some big thing that they're missing. And I said, let's do this. Let's make it a scavenger hunt. And every clue would be a video from one of the people not here.
That is sweet.
Right?
Tell her. We just do it
still,
anyway.
I was like, she gets to a low. I said, and actually the whole part of the day can just be you and her. So it still doesn't feel like there's something big happening without the other people. I said, and then it could culminate into a really nice dinner and her friends here. I was like, we can see Tab is available. Monique. Mm-hmm. I was like, you, meaning male. I said, me, Danny. I was like, and we could just have a nice dinner. Kid, and like sweet. I said, I think she would cry and think it's nice. She said, let me do a temperature check with Melissa. I was like, oh, man, it's not going to want to do it.
You go ask my mom if I can spend the night. If I ask her, she going to say no.
I was just like, Melanie. And then she came back. She's like, yeah, no on the bachelorette.
She didn't tell me the idea.
I said,
Melanie, we would need Melanie to be like, Melissa, I need you to help me out with something on Friday all day. This is really important. I just can't tell you yet.
Yeah, that's
but it has something to do with medical.
Yep. Or you can watch the girls. Can you watch the girls for me all day?
Yeah,
and
watch the girls for me.
Friends.
Yes!
Baby.
You have to trick Melissa into doing something for you
in order to do something
for her. It's really good.
I was like, y'all can go. I was like, you can do like a massage. Y'all can get your nose, your tails, your toes done. I was like, y'all two can do that. I said, and then we come in at the end. So then it doesn't feel too big, but it feels like something. She was like, let me see. And I was like, you're not listening. I don't want you to let me see.
Because by asking Mel, you asked Melissa. That's the same person.
But no, I was just hoping Mel was a younger sister like me and being like, bump what she wants. Let's do this because this
Melissa
is what should be
person,
done.
Though.
What?
What?
I don't care what you want as a gift. Here's what
Why I didn't want to care. I wouldn't be like, Melissa, don't give two shits what somebody else wants
that's
as a gift.
Absolutely true.
That's why I was like, that's someone would just have a stripper show up to her. Yeah, and be like, that's what you get.
100% true.
Because don't you do
he's going to be Latino.
No, but I'm going to make sure it's not a good stripper, Kevin, so you feel good.
No,
man.
You get my baby the right. If you don't get it,
I want to be impressed.
Yeah, get that she deserves. Strong. I can pick him up and do the stuff. Don't get her no half-hearted with a bad body and soft. Get her that from the TV shows.
That's stupid.
Get my baby the best.
Yeah, get her the best. And I'm gonna be mad at you.
8 minutes, big peen, strong and greasy. Go on, do your little stuff. She coming home to soft body.
He slide out the car.
At the end of the day, she coming home to the soft belt, regular body with the bad shoulder and plantar fasciitis. But for one night, she could feel what it could be like to be with a star. Then that will pick his kids up on time and gonna come right through that door.
You can just put it right there. Thank you.
There's something.
So, yeah, but I knew I couldn't pull it off without. Mel had to be. The Mel was going to have to be fully bought into the idea in order for it to work. And for her not to be fully in, I was like, this is making me very mad. It was like, well, all right, well, we'll just celebrate Mexico because Mexico's that's what everybody wants to do.
Mexico's going to be a great time. Mexico's we are going to have a blast.
I know, but it was all stuff that y'all have planned. I wanted something that felt like...
That wasn't on y'all's shoulders.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That was the thought. It's not on shoulder. And then they'll take you. I don't know.
And don't bring that man to Mexico. That was a United States thing on me. I might break his elbow. He gets greasy down in the
I would make sure he was an obviously gay man. Arched eyebrows, but still very.
Gay niggas can fight too, though.
No. Maybe but strong. then you won't feel no type of way.
We need that hood. We need that jail tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Oh, yeah. God.
Not jail, got the hard ass.
Where it feels dangerous.
Jail tattoos is hilarious. Give me one of them jail. Tattoo. I got tattoo.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
got it. Really,
that ain't really a manly thing to do. Look.
You didn't know it till this moment.
I was like, oh, wait. Hold on, let me.
I got it.
Show you this.
Let me go here.
You got to do that. It's right. You got that for my baby right there. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I got tattoo. That ain't really.
You see my tattoo?
That ain't really. That man got tattoo. Look,
yeah, you look like a child.
You got to go. Yeah. Just so we feel
you
me.
Know what I'm saying? Got one of the fresh ink right there. You feel?
One of
it's
many.
All cracked, though.
It looks that's what it's supposed to do.
It's supposed to heal.
Yeah.
So, wait, is the ink underneath? Because it looked like it's gone.
Yeah, the ink should end up feeling like it's underneath.
So, all that on top is going to go away?
That's your dermis.
Yeah.
That's my dermis?
Your dermis.
That's skin, ain't it?
Somebody said that Mel turned into juice. I'm going to tell her, you ain't gin, girl. What is you? Y'all a mocktail over there lying to the people.
Yeah, Cam.
This whole thing?
Not this old thing. This one's not really peeling, though, Kim.
No, but this one is.
Maybe that was out the sun more.
The ink is all spread.
Mine is good.
Anyway.
Well, let me tell you what. A lot of stuff has been going on. Like, I've been fulfilling these, several orders for the Friends of the Pod shirt. And when we started a podcast, I don't know if we were thinking, we'll be selling merch. Well, we are now. This episode is sponsored by ShipStation. And listen, we all have a lot of different things that we do in life. So trying to streamline everything in our life is super duper important. And so it helps fulfilling merch. And this is why we absolutely love using ShipStation. And even when there's big orders like this or a lot of orders, an influx makes it so that I'm not overwhelmed and it automates so many things. If you run an e-commerce business, you already know shipping can consume valuable time and resources. ShipStation makes it easier. They're a multi-carrying solution, shipping solution that integrates wherever you sell online and streamlines your workflow so your business can grow even when you're on summer vacation. What I love about ShipStation, like I said, is that it automates a lot of shipping tasks and you can manage all your orders in one place. So even if me and Kevin have both done the Friends of the Pods shirt sale on his platform and my platform, I could have been able to merge all of them in one dashboard. And it allows me to smoothly print shipping labels in just a click of a button. I save thousands of dollars on shipping with its industry-leading carrier discounts. Again, it has an easy-to-use dashboard for managing orders and for reporting. It has effortlessly imported orders from everywhere I sell online and makes shipping integration automatically applied. It allows us to scale our business and reduce warehouse costs, and it saves thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies stick with ShipStation for a year, become customers for life. Work less and ship more with ShipStation, the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code TBTB to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TBTB.
TBTB. Okay.
I'm still coming down from two cars.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That wasn't the first time you heard that story.
Oh, no, but
it wasn't. But remembering it and then you being like.
Yeah, remember, guys.
Proud.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, you remember.
Proud. Like I bought a home.
Yeah. Like you brought a wedding.
Like,
oh,
but,
man.
No, that'd be like, this, no, this, you having, no. Selling one of your really nice house and be like, I got us two houses in Reseda.
That is exactly
what it is. Exactly.
We're no longer in Calabasas.
No, I mean, you're right. Sold it.
What y'all not realizing is we got two houses, though.
We're no longer in Calabasas.
Who cares?
We're back
in
Reseda. It's two of them.
And the door got bars on it. It's cool. Yeah, that and the Jack Daniels. Those two take me down.
Jack Daniels is a good time. The Jack Daniels. And I didn't think I could get drunk.
Oh.
And I was drinking Jack Daniels watching the NBA Finals.
The trail of blood.
From the door.
You hurt yourself for real.
Oh, yeah. My toe was messed up for months.
Really?
Yeah. It's still funny, though.
Did your toenail grow back weird?
It was the bottom of my foot.
Oh.
I didn't hit my nail.
Yeah. Okay.
The crazy thing is alcohol will not let you feel pain. I didn't even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but that next day, that pain's coming in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd be none.
You'd be numb. Yeah, you'd be. Okay, anything from, well, we kind of did last week today. You kind of gave yours. Anything else anybody else did?
The
Isaiah
baby.
Got hit. Who got a baby?
Hold on, what?
No, you go. Isaiah got what?
He didn't get hit.
His car got hit.
Oh, no. Why y'all having so many problems with this boy's car?
This is why you don't get your kids a new car.
Angels was like, whoa, if we had the money, our son's going to drive brand new.
And no, it's not brand new. I want nicer, not brand new.
No, they're getting boxed.
It can
Chevys,
be used.
Caprice.
Thank you, that
hard
boy, the box
body.
Chevy. The box Chevy gonna hurt other people.
Yeah.
This baby parked. I don't know exactly what he did, but I'm gonna give what I believe happened. Mm. He parked in a way that blocked another car.
Oh.
And I want to be clear about the other car. I'm going to assume it was raggedy and this person didn't have insurance. But he blocked him in. And when you have a raggedy car that you don't have insurance about or you don't care about, you are willing to do whatever you have to do to get out of your spot,
uh-huh.
including hitting another car,
mm-hmm.
driving off,
yeah.
This is fine.
Ruining their car, your car in the process.
Yeah.
You don't leave a note. You don't say sorry. You don't leave your insurance
you
information. You just move on.
I've done it before.
My boys are getting 85 Caprice Classics.
I actually believe your first car should be the same age that you were born. It should be the same year that you were born. My first car was 83. My sister's first car was 85. Like, get something that's had a little life to it.
Yeah, something with already got character.
Yes.
You add your own little character
yes.
to it.
Listen, my first car was already old enough. It didn't need to be no older. It was, I think, a 91 Ford Escort. There was a tape stuck in there that never came out. It was stuck in the thing. I tried to get it out with tweezers. It was old enough. It was stick shift. I think once it's a stick shift, it shouldn't matter. You're already punishing yourself.
I had my first car with stick shift.
Yeah, but I did that so nobody else could drive it.
Yeah, it works.
Now, I hit a car and didn't leave no note. You remember when we were in the hills?
Yeah, we was grown as hell, but we was in a Corolla.
We were in a Toyota Corolla.
Corolla looked like it had been shot up 18 times with buckshot.
In the back, because I would.
Angel been in too many little scuffles with that.
Not just that. So you remember we lived in an apartment complex and people would put their bikes behind mm-hmm. where we were supposed to park. We had tandem parking. And so I would crush those bikes every time. I would back all the way, but then the spokes and stuff of the bike would dent up my
Andrew, there's so many collisions she got into, and she just kept that insurance money.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll take the 25.
And Andrew was on this
do
up
a claim
in the hills.
And
yeah,
it was up in the hills, one of them little narrow-ass roads.
Driving in.
And Angel scraped all against that car and said, well, the house is probably down here on the left. We just kept on driving.
It was so funny because we were both looking this way, trying to avoid what was over here. The road was so narrow. And then all of a sudden, we hear it hit something. We both go.
I was in the driver's seat of the other car. I was like,
I'll be damned.
It's a car over
hilarious.
Here.
I said, well, let me get off of it and pull right on off. I didn't know that people drove cars that didn't have nicks and little stuff on it. I said, people can actually drive a car and it not have nothing on it?
Until you met me.
You're right. I thought that was just implied.
That's just.
What was your first car, Tay?
We don't need to talk about it.
Oh, you got a brand new car.
Nah, it wasn't brand new. It was a 97 Taurus show.
But what year was it that you got the car?
Yeah, that's what super high output.
He must have got it in what?
I was, let me see, that car, I got it in 2000.
Oh, it's fairly new.
2000, I think.
Yeah,
that's
Taurus
fairly new.
Show?
Yeah.
Show, super high output.
Was it 2001?
Oh, I've seen this car.
No. It was like 2001, 2002.
Still not an old car.
No,
We purchase cars now that be that old.
But I take good care of my cars.
Me too.
Really good care. It was one time I did let somebody drive it, and I was trying to tell them how to park in the garage, and they didn't want to listen, and they just drove into the back right into the back wall.
That's crazy.
And that's, I was like, so you got crazy. To, I know how to drive. I was that's like, but so you're not crazy. Listening. When, but I know, you know, don't tell me how to drive.
When someone is fussing at you, sudden, it makes you, it, I can see
it's how, crazy when the wall stops you and the brakes don't. That's what's crazy. In fact, what's your crazy. Foot might be on the gas just a little bit.
What's crazy?
Your foot might be on the gas
just a little bit.
People yell at you and they think that you can't go have good response.
You got all eight of them cylinders just pressing the bumper against the back wall.
Is you should yell at people.
First mark that got put on that car.
There was no mark.
She put the mark in Marcus's car.
But his car got hit. I'm so sorry.
That's hilarious. Kev, what was your first car? The one that I had bought you that you'd be trying to forget.
You did not buy me no car.
Why you not giving her the credit?
You did not buy me my first car.
Well, you know what? I should say it differently. I took out the loan to give you the money.
No, that's not true. That Geo Metro that was going to Korea and he gave it to me.
Chad, that car don't count.
No, that car.
That second car for sure. But the first car... I sent to Korea. He was like, "You want this car?" I was like, "Yeah." The he was Geo like, Metro "The door don't close." I was like, "Huh?
No. Kev's didn't tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That car was in fine condition, not perfect.
The Geo Metro?
Yes.
It did not close. The door never closed, Melissa.
You caused the Kev didn't
that
believe.
That is not true.
Kev didn't believe in oil changes.
That's not true. That is true. But that the part of the door is the part of the door is the door was broke from jump. The oil change thing I did take.
The driver or passenger?
The driver.
So you just had to hold it?
Why? You had to hold it, for real.
He had tape on it.
I taped it closed. But it wasn't. But I had a red duct tape because the car was in red. People couldn't tell.
There you go.
And I got in like a NASCAR driver. I was like, this is what I always do because I like NASCAR.
You didn't, who was that? Was that Dukes of Hazzard?
Wait, you got in through the window?
Yeah, I got through the window. If it was the summertime, I got through the window. In the wintertime, I would go through the side.
Were you already 6'3 when he was doing this?
I was already big.
I was
like 5'11. I wasn't 6 feet. I didn't get 6 foot until I was in college.
Kev thought that oil changes were like suggested things you do for cars, not like for the maintenance of the car.
Lock that engine right on up. Twice. Took me two cars to figure out that
my
you should
Ford
do
Escort, I didn't know that either. I did, but
unruly.
My
put your punk ass hands down.
I didn't have no father in my life telling me what to do.
This is unhinged behavior.
It really is.
The first car I should have learned when the engine locked up.
I just put more oil in it. I never changed the oil.
That's what I'm saying,
oh
baby.
My God.
If you ain't got no oil, man, I got you. 339 down at the 7-Eleven.
Boom. I did it.
I would check the dipstick to see that thing come out like slug. Looks full to me.
At least yours would come out with stuff on it. Mine would come out dry. Dry.
Wow. Just.
It would have a little bit on the tip. And they, the men at the church, Angel, you need to go get, I got this.
Oh, everybody's just a pit crew NASCAR driver.
Can't tell these nothing.
Everybody knows everything. Everybody knows you can't take Maseratis to Jiffy Lube. Of course. Everybody knows that. Sure, they just teach you that in home economics.
My dad said, Kev don't need that Maserati.
He sure did.
He said, don't
and
do
I
it.
Didn't. That's why it's back. And I'm going right back to Jiffy Lube with that Ford Ranger. I sure am. I was hurt.
First of all.
I was so hurt when they were like, what are you doing here? I was like, what are you doing here?
Don't change it. Get out of my driveway.
Do this to me.
Let me tell the man. I am the manager. Move.
They didn't bring me in, Tank. They were like, what are you doing here? I said, man, do this.
Let me go.
Sir, what are you doing here? 89, man. They're like, you can't do that. We don't even have that stuff here. Y'all don't have nothing. Give me the synthetic. I got it one time for my birthday.
Give me the top shelf shit and put
give
it in
here. Give me the Casamigos oil, man.
First of all, you should not have the ability to get this car and the mindset to come here.
Exactly. That's the first problem.
That's all I know, Marcus. I never went to the dealership for nothing but buying the car. I got the two the one day, and I never came back.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person
Marcus
to bring it back.
Marcus, it's really good to take the stuff to the dealership, which I think is crazy. Oh, I'm like, why don't we have an actual mechanic?
Melissa will go to the dealership.
I'm going to the dealership.
Here's the problem.
I'm going to the dealership.
Once you start getting new, they charge crazy at mechanics because the mechanics get more money. They can charge you more. Dealership, hourly. He don't give a damn what's wrong with your car. He just gonna fix it.
But they take forever and it costs a lot, and I don't like it. I want a mechanic.
First of all, you need to actually take your cars to get serviced.
That's
on. Let's
dumb.
Stop that.
First of all, you're not speaking English right now.
Do
you want me to submit or not?
Shut the hell up.
Then start taking my car.
The Corolla actually went to a mechanic. Every time we took it in, this nigga was like, hey, I'll buy this from you. Mm-hmm. No, we keeping this thing.
That's a good sign.
I had a good mechanic all the way down in L.A.
Down in the hood. Didn't even matter. But I did get Angel a truck, and I was like, the only caveat is they waiting us to bring this Corolla because I traded that bad boy in.
Yeah, he traded my car in underneath.
She was excited until she knew about that. She was like, wait, Ghost got to go.
Did you get one or two that day?
I got one.
All right, see, everybody ain't built like me.
I said, no more mechanics. We going to the dealer.
Oh, you ain't got a newer car.
Yes.
He got a Kia Sorento that he did not take to get the oil changed. Okay. And what didn't happen?
I bought the engine damn car. Up? She locked the shit out that engine.
You did?
Surely did.
Let me tell you how God take care of food.
God takes care of angels.
God takes care of food.
I'm his daughter. I'm not a fool.
No, you a goddamn fool.
I'm
lock that
daughter.
Engine up.
I'm
that
talking
just
about
so happened to be a recall
that's
on
how
the
car was driving.
What?
Come on. Fairway I serve a God.
A recall on the engine.
Got you. Get on.
Punk ass hands down.
Wait, what happened?
I took it in there. They were like,
hold on. First of all, car started doing something weird.
It was driving like this.
I said, and we leaving church.
Y'all was at a praise break mobile.
Because Angel went before me, so we in two different cars. And she calls me. I'm like, all right, pull over.
The car's engine sound like this. I was like, the car is doing some stuff.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hey. So we pull over, I pop the hood, and I'm like, Angel, have you had the oil change?
No, don't say it like that, because I told you. I said, Marcus, I need you to take the car to get the oil change. Did I not?
Now I got a 9-to-5. I'm going to work all
day.
Oh,
now you got a job.
Yeah,
do you want me to submit or not?
Make up
anyway,
your mind.
I pop the hood. You done checked the oil, whether it's sludge or not.
Mm-hmm.
I popped it, and I look at the dipstick, and it looks like glitter is in the oil.
It's so pretty.
If you ever see glitter in your oil, that means
so
metal
pretty.
Shards are inside your oil. Your engine,
this oil is
your
beautiful.
Engine is ruined. Okay,
it look like
I seen that, and I go like this, and it feel like sand. I was like,
this car might. This
That's
was a pumpkin.
Hilarious.
I immediately started thinking, how much can we? Either I know a brand new rebuild. That's gonna be 5-6 grand. How much we owe on this thing? It's already going through my mind. When it gets to the dealership, they talking about, yeah, there's a recall on the engine. I said, I'd be damned.
I said, wait a minute. He was like, I think there's a recall.
So did
I
they
said,
even check the oil? Or they just
it didn't matter. They had to replace my engine for free, huh? And cover my car rental until it was replaced.
Powertrain. Yeah, look at the devil over there mad because God.
That's all mad. We had to pay for it when we got that punk ass Expedition.
Expedition. Dang. But that was just a dumb truck.
Yeah, it was.
Because we did. We took
Hold
it
up.
To
it didn't have to be. Oh, it didn't have to be.
Angel, you crashed the Expedition too?
No, I didn't do anything to it. I didn't do anything to it.
I went and picked out an Expedition. We needed something a little bigger.
It was very old.
It was 2 years old. It was just a newer body style, the one that she got. It had less miles on it than the newer one.
Yeah, okay. Less miles.
A lot less miles. It was nice.
I'm going to let you say what you got to say, and then I'm going to talk.
I'm like, look at this. This is beautiful. Both of them were used, by the way. It didn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
This was, it was a 2016. Mm. Then the newer one was a 2018. Mm-hmm. Newer body style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this one, it perfect condition. A lot less miles. Mm. Rode good. I drove it. She looks over and sees it now. I like this one. That one just feels old. Mm-hmm. First of all, a car just gets you from point A to point B. That's all she cares about.
No money thing.
Hey, hey, hey. Submit and shut up. Yeah. That's all she cares about. It just gets you from point A. Why are you so particular?
That,
just
listen, when you have money, you have to
point
adopt
a
that
to point B.
You can't get to point A to point B nicely.
Then get to point A in this month. Not this damn thing. Because this one, at the time, I'm like, we can't afford that.
Yeah. Speed it up. Speed it
that
up.
That's one of my first jokes, by the way.
What? Speed it up.
You know you ain't got a nice car when you tell people you got to get from point A to point B.
Point A to point B. That's all
that
for.
Did it get you there?
So we end up getting this damn Expedition, the newer one, the 2018.
Yeah.
Now, what you want to say?
Okay. So when I had my Corolla, which was a luxury one.
And no children. Go ahead.
I had a child in there. I had a little Marcus.
You're a child of God anyway.
It ain't I. I didn't even see it fly. It's so swift.
Shut up.
It hit him so fast.
Yeah, royal priesthood. Chosen generation.
Listen, my Corolla, it didn't have Bluetooth. It didn't even have an auxiliary little port.
You got a CD in this car.
Yes, absolutely. I did have a CD player, but that was it. So when Marcus gets me the Sorento, I get all the luxuries. I got Bluetooth. I got auxiliary.
Look at the shoulders going.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That's the luxuries, auxiliary and Bluetooth.
Oh,
we
my God.
We got a backup camera? Jesus!
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, no, Kevin, I was big proud like you. Yeah.
Backup camera.
Yeah. You know what little Marcus said? But it don't have TVs. I said, the hell with you and them TVs.
I was like, this is luxury, okay? So then he takes me down to get the damn Expedition.
Leather?
It was not.
It was leather.
It didn't look like
it. It was a Platinum Expedition. What you talking about?
No. Even the
look up 2016 Platinum Expedition and see what you get.
Was that Eddie Bauer?
It looks like a downgrade. And I said, you can't introduce me to the luxury of the Kia Sorento. And then think you're going to take me back down?
Which I didn't.
Yes, you did.
The Expedition was new. Thank you.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It felt very generic. It felt very bottom of the line.
She had cloth stained seats in the Sorento.
Well, because I had several children.
Cloth stained?
Cloth.
They were stained.
You had one child.
What you feel is what is luxury.
You had one child.
It wasn't luxury.
I said children. You had one child.
It was not luxury.
And the front seat was the most stained. The passenger seat, which the kids were never in.
Well, because drinks fell. Drinks fell.
Drinks go fall, man.
They fell.
They're small.
Okay.
So anyway, we get this newer punk-ass Expedition. The damn throttle body went out. The engine, it was in the shop every other month.
It was dumb. I hated it.
I said, I guarantee you at 2016 still
running.
I bet
running. You know it's not. It went to the shop, too. And it wasn't luxury.
Lies.
It went luxury. From an 18 to a 16?
No, from a...
The Expedition's on a lot. The 16 is the one I was going to get.
Uh-huh.
She wanted the 18 that
was a piece
of shit.
And what
year
was the Sorento?
14.
See, we got to move forward, folks. You just want to move
How
forward
How long
year.
You have an Expedition?
I said, get that shit
Exactly.
Because it started breaking down.
It was already breaking down.
No,
anyway.
That's hilarious.
Be wiser and submit more.
No. No.
Be wiser and submit more.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
I don't even know how we got here.
Be wiser and submit more.
He's got two cars.
No, we got here because the baby's car got hit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isaiah's car got hit.
That's it. That's all.
All scraped up. Hood coming. Oh, at the end of the day, though, even if you park wrong, somebody hits you, it's still a hit and run.
Yeah,
regardless.
Like,
yeah.
Parking wrong doesn't give you the right to hit my car and
LA
drive off.
LA a little different, though.
Bruh.
LA, okay.
Not even a fake no. I've seen people write no like, bro, I ain't got no bread. I just don't want nobody to think they just left.
That's why insurance here is so high. Because they know.
Yeah, insurance company said I'm not even doing business in California.
I get it.
I literally seen two people try to merge into the same lane, hit each other, stop, look out. And then just drove off. Like,
I get it.
Oh, they had a conversation.
I've had a lot of car accidents where we just be like, I ain't got it either. Just like seven.
Oh.
Where I've hit somebody, they'd be like, it's fine.
It's fine. I don't really. It's okay. It's okay. You know what else is okay?
Jesus.
Come on. He's better right. than okay. He's better. You know, even though this show is coming to an end soon. Forever, never to come back. We've had some great conversations on here that have got us all thinking deep, reminiscing. And sometimes you decide, you know what, I want to dive deeper in certain topics. For instance, being able to dive deeper into how to win big in business, or how to reframe your thinking. These are all things that kind of spun out of what conversations we've had here. And luckily, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, and even audio mode. The classes really make a difference. 88% of the members feel that Masterclass has had a positive impact on their life. I really do love Masterclass. They have classes from people I truly admire. For instance, Ava DuVernay in Reframing Your Thinking, or Reframe Your Thinking. They have classes on gut health, which is actually something that me and Marcus have been paying a lot more attention to. And I can learn about all these things on Masterclass, and you can too, and you should. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with Masterclass. So this is what I want to let you know right now. Our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB for you and me.
But what I was going to say is our baby graduated from preschool. Yeah, that's what happened last week. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
And so he started kindergarten this year?
Four boys.
So all four boys in school.
Yep.
Same school.
Same school. One dropout.
Lord Jesus, say his name.
Y'all was doing three different things. Three schools in a daycare.
Traveling 16,000 different hours directions a day.
It was crazy.
That's crazy.
It was crazy, but we're excited. He's happy to go. We gave him the option. We told him about this on the podcast after his graduation. His best friend's name is Shaw.
First of all, Amar is me.
100%.
What happened?
Amar is me. So we said Shaw's best friend's mom was like, "Hey, Angel, we're gonna go across the street to eat. Do you all want to join us? Us and a couple of the other parents and the kids." And I said, "Well, I had planned on taking Amar to the mall to go to the play place in the mall, but let me ask." I said, "Amar, do you want to go to the restaurant to eat with Shaw? Do you want to go to the play area in the mall?" He said, "I want to go to the play area in the mall." I said, "But Shaw won't be
Shaw
there."
Shaw and other kids. Yeah. Like.
I said, "But Shaw won't be there." I said, "Are you sure?" I said, "What do you want to do?" "I want to go to the play area in the mall." I said, "Now, Shaw is not coming. You know that?" He said, "Yeah."
Now, Shaw's his ace. That's his homie. He was like, "But you going to take me to the play? I'd rather go play by myself."
So Shaw's mama was like, "Amar, you going to come to the restaurant to eat with me and Shaw?" He was like, "No, I'm going to the play area.
I had this day set up already. I want to go to the play area."
She gave me an option.
Yeah.
I told you. I know what you guys are saying. I feel like y'all are looking at me like I don't know what you're saying.
You keep asking me the same question.
I'm not missing out. This is what I want to do.
I know what you're asking me. Shaw. I don't want to go.
I'm going to see him in kindergarten. I'm going to that player. They got soft slots.
Hilarious.
Because Angel was like, "Well, he might not ever see Shaw again." I said, "He wasn't going to see him after
that either."
He's
like, "I'm Gucci." And he had a great time at the play area.
By himself?
In the mall. Yes. A good time.
I miss when my kids were that easy to impress.
Man.
That little player in the mall was like, they'll go there for an hour, have the time of their life.
Had a good time. He said, "So what you want to eat?" He said, "Some french fries and a drink with strawberries in it."
Come on. Easy to please.
Simple. Said, you get that from the same
exactly
place.
What he wanted.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I said, "Oh yeah, you're."
Then
you're
he didn't eat none of his food. He ate Angel.
He ate my food.
Was it just y'all two at the mall?
Yeah, and then he joined us at the mall.
I came after. I had to go change.
Aww. It was literally he had a.
Did you pee your pants?
Twice. I had white pants. Nah, it was hot. I was like, "I gotta go put something comfortable on."
It was cloudy. Last week?
Yeah, it was
last
week.
It was on Friday.
Yeah, it was cloudy, and then it warmed up.
Mm-hmm. And did y'all see on the post, everybody commented on it. That's why I put it on there. They did these little construction paper cutouts of themselves, as surfers. And I'm looking for him on all, the little brown paper. And then I find the blackest paper that they have. And that was the one that Amar chose to make himself out of.
He said, Euphoria Foundation color.
I said, why is this baby this black on here? He's the same color as all these Latino babies. He was like, but I'm black.
I heard you and Daddy talking. I'm black.
Yeah. And he chose it. I said, did you choose that or did they give it to you? He said, no, I picked it. I said, okay.
I love that. I saw a TikTok today where the guy was asking people from all these different races if they could be any other race other than their own.
I seen that too.
You saw it?
I said white.
Where they would be. And most of the Asian people were like white. Matter of fact, pretty much everybody said white. And then he talked to black people. They was like, I wouldn't be nothing else.
Yeah.
He's black. Like, but you could be. They was like, no, I like being black. Yeah.
But if you had to pick black.
Black, a different type of black. Yeah. I asked the boys that randomly. They were like, I'd be black. It'd be the most fun. A little dangerous.
It is.
But a lot of fun.
Despite all of it, I would choose it every day, too.
I choose black every time we lit.
I really was thinking, I think 2 days ago, wow, I said, God really made me a black woman. This is amazing.
We lucked out.
We really did. All the shit they be trying to throw at us, but we still us.
But we still living. We still did the dungeon. Really is.
Yeah, it's lit. And the fact of the matter is black women typically, I mean, we got some outliers, be on the right side of history. Mm-hmm. We don't be late to the party.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me that I was pandering in my comments today, black dude, because he was like, all Kev do is support black women. He be pandering. And I was like, if that's going to be my, like, accusatory
Panda thing, Smith,
then. You can call me Panda Express. Because if support looks like, the thing is, I'd be feeling like black women are not supported enough. If you just support them regularly, it looks like pandering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can't fool Panda. Like, that would have been a good one.
Mm. Oh, dang.
Let's run it back. Panda Express.
Can't fool Panda.
Can't fool Panda. But anyway, we was talking about sports because I was like, I'd be rooting for Caitlin. I'd be wishing her the best, but I'd be rooting for them blacks.
Oh, for sure.
I got to say over here.
You ain't got to root for Caitlin. She's going to be
all right. She's going to be all right. She's whining.
She gonna be Gucci.
Yeah, she gonna be.
Angel Reese needs my support.
Angel Reese is the reason I watch the NBA, a WNBA now.
Yeah.
She is the absolute reason. I'm watching everybody now, but she's the reason I went over there.
That's for sure.
Yesterday, I was, let me put this game on.
I got the league pass, Tank.
And see this damn.
That me hooping on that WNBA.
40 point difference spread. In this
game. Yes.
Yeah, they got washed.
Horrible. I'm sorry. I was like, a lot of them teams are
competitive. Kevin and them got, they got.
I was like, did everybody show up? Why is
that? And that game was over before it started.
Man. This is what warms my heart is because after the NBA finals, you got nothing.
Generally.
I would rather watch water flow through a creek than watch baseball.
Marcus.
I can't get into baseball. I tried.
Water flow
through a
creek.
They're fun live, though.
Live, they are great.
I've been such live, and I was like, I'd rather be at home bored watching
now, listen,
this.
The truth about our live experience is about three innings. Yeah. I don't want to be here. Let the team that started
infield get back infield. Then you like,
all right.
So y'all just going to do the same thing?
Yeah.
90% of the game, it's adjustments.
That's right.
They're going to adjust the gloves, they have.
But the going and the song, and then they do the little game with the cars.
I didn't give a damn about none of that.
I have a good time for about 3-4 innings, and then I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no. So the fact that WNBA play, I'm like, yes.
And them games was not on TV like that.
No, they wasn't.
I'm telling y'all, I've said
that little white
girl
is making it popular,
well,
isn't
they,
she?
I think they put 30 of their 38 games are nationally televised on the regular channels.
Yeah.
But I was talking about this online. I was like, I know regular season WNBA games were not on TV regularly like that in seasons past. And people who watched WNBA was like, they wasn't even on the WNBA league pass.
Yeah.
You couldn't even watch them in real time. You had to watch them after
they
aired.
That's insane.
What am I paying for?
Right.
To watch a tape delay? What is this, 1902? Tape delay games?
02.
That is crazy.
That's what it felt like that Ford Expedition was from. From 1902.
See how women hold on to stuff?
But then it was like 1802 when you didn't have nothing to drive because that damn thing broke down.
See how women hold on to stuff? That was 2 segments ago.
It was still.
You was waiting for an opportunity to bring that back up.
Oh, my God. All right, how much time we got? 15
tattoos
minutes?
Tattoos be itching.
Yeah. It's healing.
Women be shopping.
I thought about getting another one. I've been saying it every day, but
it'll
this
stop itching eventually.
When and how long do you got to put the grease on?
I really think it'd be itching.
Yours don't itch. This one itches. This one doesn't itch. This one is be itching.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get shady. Yeah, I didn't get shady.
You got to do one of these.
Yes, yeah. I be. Yeah. I want to scratch good.
Yeah, this thing. drove me. I would have to smack it to the point to where it would whelp up and it'd be like 3D. It was raised.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yeah. So bad. Like, he was...
It'd be annoyingly itching.
Angel, smack my back.
Yeah, it's going to stop, though. It's
when?
You know, Kev, when he's in the thick of it, he thinks this going to be his life forever. Oh,
listen, the other day.
There's no end in sight.
Before the end of Sunday, the summer, it'll stop.
Y'all would be happy. Y'all be proud of me.
What you do?
On Sunday, I watched Equalizer 3. Also, Denzel looking old.
Because he
Equalizer
is.
3, he old.
He is old.
Oh, he's 60-something.
In Equalizer 3, he fast-forwarded in time.
He did.
He and then old. Came back.
I watched Equalizer 3, which was a good time.
He's 69 yeah. today.
He's 69. Yeah.
What?
I thought he was.
That's amazing.
I thought he'll be 70 this year.
That's amazing. Today. Oh, meaning currently.
Yeah. I thought it was his birthday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Dune 1 and 2.
We did too.
Did y'all?
Yeah.
Same day?
We
day
watched
apart.
Okay.
One and then the other.
I had myself a great time. I had sat on my arm in a way that I didn't realize. When I got up, and I don't know how long I was sitting there, this arm was Channel 3. No Nintendo put it. When I told y'all, I was like, I'm never going to have my arm back. This thing was
arm
scraggly.
Is the rest of my life.
I'm just going, I wonder how people, I'm about to Google how long people live with scraggly arm. But that's how everything is with me. When something happens, it will never change.
Listen.
I'm going to have scraggly arm forever.
Yes.
Did y'all enjoy the movie?
Yeah.
We loved it.
I had a good time.
I did.
It was long, though.
Yeah.
It was long. The first one, by the time it went off, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the second one.
Yeah, everybody
was
saying
the second one. Then, like, 15 minutes in, I was like,
I'm ready for the third one. Come on, hurry up. Shit.
The Holy War, we got to see.
Holy War. Who does? Lisan Al-Aib.
Who does? Oh,
Timothy Chalamet.
Somebody just told me about this white boy. I had no idea who he was. And now I'm twice
in
1 week.
What is he? How old is he, Liz? 25?
He looked like he's 12.
He's the new Willy Wonka.
He's 28.
Oh, is he the new Willy Wonka?
He's the new Willy Wonka. I want to see, but that.
How is he? He's too young to be Willy Wonka, ain't he?
They be making
it's an earlier Willy Wonka. It's when he's building the
factory.
I don't think he's
it's a prequel?
It's a prequel. Mm-hmm. And it's early. Because I was like, Willy Wonka is old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the one with Gene Wilder, my favorite. I didn't.
Oh, I'm glad you said
like
his name because I was about to call him Glenn Nelson.
Lynn Nelson?
Glenn Nelson.
Glenn Nelson?
When you said Gene Wilder, I was like, yeah, the one with Glenn
this
Nelson.
This was on Tubi. That was William Wonka.
This Timothy Dechalchet looked like the Tubi version.
Yeah! What's his last name? Dechalchet. Dechalchet.
You see how she kept going, though?
No.
She kept going, though. She was like,
Dechalchet.
She didn't want to get the...
They do this with a finger. This Timothy Dechalchet.
She looking at his name, though. I'll give you that. It's right here. She said, that's a lie. And one got a line over it.
Exactly.
I'm not even doing on that.
Let us be dancing, first of all, and moving out of place.
As soon as you put an I and an E and they got stuff over it.
Oh, you got two E's back to back. One with the Beyonce on it. I'm out.
I'm out.
Dechalchet.
One with the high comma.
Ooh. All right, was this enough?
Moving on. Yeah, we're going to do one last part and we can be done.
Kevin,
question.
We've had a good time.
Yeah,
stop
it's the
being
question.
That
we can
way.
Round it out. You got to do the question.
You know what? Take his car key so he's stuck here.
No, it's only one. We did all the ads. Oh, y'all talking about how many episodes?
No, there's two, Josh. There's two.
Then calm down.
Yeah, chill out. Ho ass, boy.
How many? What's today? One. It's two more.
It's two more. Why don't we just put up old stuff and then
stick it out, Kev.
After more than 20 years together of marriage, how do you keep it fun?
69.
Oh, my God.
And try to hold on as long as you can. Man, you can do it, man. Think about other stuff. Think about roaches.
Think about other stuff because we're going to tap out.
Oh, tap out.
Soon as hell.
Marcus, if you like.
Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, we went with it. You're talking about the episode.
You got to think about roaches getting stepped on.
You got to think about something completely different.
You got
to
think about somebody.
Think about the last time she pissed you off. Still. To hold in. Hold this.
Hold in?
Yeah, hold in and stay
remember
strong,
that time
man.
She got to think about the oil change. Yeah. She crashed into the back of the garage. Because you focus on what's happening now, you're done.
And close your eyes because that view is great.
Oh, man, Marcus. That'd be like sunset or cheeks. Yeah.
Cheeks. I feel violated.
I seen a beautiful sunset yesterday.
I was like, wait a minute.
Really beautiful sunset.
What was I doing? I didn't see that.
Zay Zay came home and I was looking at his thing. I just was like, boy, this boy didn't have the car for 3 months. He got Dieselgate. He got
hit and run.
The rear view camera was out. I said, boy, you having a lifetime of stuff in a season.
Yeah. My therapist told me yesterday, I told this to my son. To Isaiah yesterday. My therapist told me yesterday that regret is part of growth. And so I told that to Isaiah. I said, because he said when he parked the car, when he got out, he said, I probably should move my car.
He did say that.
But he didn't. Mm. And I said, that's the moment where you had a choice to do better and you didn't. That's regret.
He had an immediate, like, you got that car crashed the moment. He didn't get to get away with it one time. He said, man, probably, but nah.
Yeah, dang that's it. One of them. You got to drive for other people. You got to drive for other people.
Oh, yeah.
You don't yes.
You got to drive for them. People you got to park for them. And this is like,
I love they that. Probably that can't is drive. What you
no,
have
you
to
have
do.
To. You absolutely have to. Because if you want to know, if you want to know if I'm at the mall, look up in the top corner. There's a navigator. That's
look up in the top corner. That's wherever funny. People don't want to park is that's where he's going to
take up the two spots?
No.
That's how you get your, and it's how you get your car hit.
Yeah. That's an asshole. There's been time I block people in.
There's a dude at my gym who got a lifted, outrageously lifted truck, and he always takes two spots up. It's such a, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
I want to do something.
If the vehicle was big enough, I would get it. But if, come on, you ain't got to do that.
You ain't got to do, and we ain't a lot of good parks over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you taking two good spots up because you're stupid lifted Ford? You can't even go in most parking garages.
There was a BMW that parked perpendicular in two spots.
Oh!
And the car parked behind him. Please believe I backed right in front of him.
And now you're gonna have to sit here and think about it. And now you got to, and what you, and when you walk up, they're like, "Well, and I can't fight." Because you're hoping for a little person.
Hey, man.
Oh, he's getting bigger.
You wouldn't mind just maybe moving your car.
I need to go somewhere, the guy.
Yeah, he was in there texting when I got to the truck. He was in there with his AC on.
What was the question, babe?
I don't forget.
Well, how do you keep it fun?
Oh, fun after 20 years.
We used to do a show called The Bald and the Beautiful. That was how we had fun for like 3 years. It was a good time. It's a good time.
Good things come to an end.
Kevin was like, good things. Cause you got
just
what you
like
discovered.
Marriage. So
we travel. I mean, we go on
travel. Yeah, we travel. And like even in like normal life, like week to week, we have fun with each other.
We do like, couples challenges. That's how we have fun.
That That's not fun for you, too.
He has a great time.
You don't
he
be acting or do you?
Lying. No, I really hate that shit.
But underneath, do you really love it?
I hate it even more. Underneath.
One time,
it's like the sun. It's hot on the surface, but it's even hotter under there.
Hilarious. Yeah. Angel put a caption of the dance. It was a dance one. And she said, I finally got my husband to do it. I watched that video. By the time I realized Marcus was never going to dance, it was 0.2 seconds away from the video being over. I said, wait, he should probably.
First of all, your boy got rhythm. But these damn challenge dances, I'm not doing.
You say before you got rhythm?
I said, I got rhythm. I said,
your boy got rhythm.
But all that bullshit, I can't dance like no woman.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Can you do that?
Shout out to him.
No, I'm not going to. I ain't even saying that. The little Kim.
That's what he calls it. He calls it the little Kim.
That's what everybody look like doing.
Oh, that's
Kim.
Funny.
Everybody look like that.
Oh, snap. It does look it like little Kim.
That's what I thought they got it from. That ain't what it's from?
They probably did.
No, because they're not doing as much. Little Kim be out here. Shut
up. Yeah, she do. She do.
She be like, she flying a plane.
I don't think y'all realize y'all look like little Kim.
No, we don't.
Shout out. Shout out.
Kev, what you to be doing?
To keep it fun?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I know, but I don't know that menu, and I got distracted because Joe had an orthodontist appointment. Well, I thought Joe had an orthodontist appointment today, so I made all the arrangements to get him there on time, and then it's not today, it's next week.
She said it didn't. What? No, we're almost done.
No, Kev about to answer this question. If he got an answer, we finna be done.
Right. I'm going to eat that food as soon as we get cut.
Try to do new things.
That's good.
New things, new experiences with the same person is one way that it feels fresh.
Yeah.
And it's outside of like going to a restaurant. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like a nice restaurant's a nice restaurant. Steakhouse is a steakhouse or whatever, sushi, whatever the thing is that is a very familiar experience with often familiar menu items. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to think of something we did new that we had never done.
We actually just did something.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Y'all just
what it
got
was.
Tattoos.
The it tattoos. Was tattoos.
That's I was what like, it was. You remember
the tattoos? Was, it was absolutely. It's such a thing that is not new in the world, but, it's but for us, it was like literally a very new.
Because you don't compare.
You don't compare?
Don't compare.
Can't compare. We both went there with naked body, and then we came out with drawings.
I'm confused.
You can't compare what other people are doing versus what
is going to be new. It was just our. I mean, you could listen to people, and then,
yeah.
But even Melissa's hurt and my hurt is different. Because she had wax and I didn't got, and I got wax.
This is what I don't get
the
about.
Pain you had felt.
This is what I'm don't get about pain.
My ear is not hearing.
You know, and generally, you know, it's like women like, oh, yeah, that hurts. Oh, I, mm-hmm. you know, they're seen as like, quote unquote, the weaker sex, not even physically, but like in taking pain. Y'all be having babies.
No, we have a higher pain tolerance. That's why.
Yeah, I know. No, so I said, why is it perceived as if y'all don't?
They go through way like, more painful things. Gonna,
yeah, it's like, no, y'all got.
I absolutely have
Melissa
a much
didn't even go.
Pain tolerance in Kev.
Well, it's not even close.
Listen, y'all got cycles every month and all kinds of pain.
When I got this tattoo, when I got it redone. Now, I've had a tattoo. I got the tattoo done the first time. And the first time, it just felt like somebody was getting on my nerves. It didn't hurt. It just felt like, why are you being annoying? So this time when I'm getting it redone, I'm like, this hurts, right? And Marcus is like, man, shut up. You being dramatic. I was like, no, like, for real, this hurts. Marcus was ready to fight this man.
This dude was so heavy-handed.
But he didn't want to believe me when I said he thought I was being a dramatic woman. I was like, no, I've had a tattoo before. This man is hurting me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, don't you go over that spot. But
I was
going
to need a total of six hours. Angel's tattoo.
Oh, really? He keeps talking about how long. I didn't yell at the man. I just kept saying this hurts. You were like, don't go over that spot no more.
Such hour three on the second day, yeah. I said, it's Phil. Don't go over that spot no more,
that's
man.
That's so funny.
I got scar tissue from him.
Do you?
That dude was heavy-handed.
But when I said it, didn't nobody want
to. Well, you're a woman, man.
Yeah, get out of here. You can take that shit.
That's what we need. Support.
That's why I'm going to start telling women, you can take that, man. Quit crying. Y'all have babies.
Support. He should have just believed me and said, hey, sir.
Man, that was early. We didn't even have kids then. It didn't matter.
He's like, I don't even know.
How long was y'all together before y'all had your first kid?
Child? You mean married or
together? No, just together.
Lil Marcus came in 2009. We started dating at the end of 2004.
Oh, so 6 years together?
I don't know.
Yeah, like we were official at the end of 2004. So yeah, 2004, and then Marcus 2009.
Got
5
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, very good. Thank you guys so much. We will be back in your feed for the next 2 weeks.
Yay!
Bye.
Old episodes airing next 2 weeks.
Shut up.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.